Scene 7. Macbeth's Castle. Then enter Macbeth. If it were done, when 'tis done, then 'twere well it were done quickly.
Hello, and welcome to the show, Colourful Conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark. This week, we ask the question, will Theresa May ever go? Well, Theresa May has promised to set a timetable for the election of her successor, and that's only after the next Brexit vote, which is believed to be in the first week of June. Well, that's one promise. But what about all the other broken promises? In fact, Theresa May has also promised that there will be a new and improved Brexit deal, which will be put to MPs when they vote on the EU withdrawal agreement in that time. Well, we're not far away from that. But yet again, promises and promises that never seem to be delivered. Many people believe now that Theresa May should simply go. We should get out of the EU and go to WTO rules. Well, Theresa May, I do ask this point that yet again, you have simply broken another promise. And in my opinion, a good government rules with democracy and is supported by a house of aristocracy. But when it's embroiled with bureaucracy, all they represent is pure hypocrisy. So, Clergyman Pete,
yes.
Do you think that it's time now for Theresa May to simply go?
Well, I think it is, and people have been calling for her for some time. When she took over as Prime Minister, you and I on the Mark and Pete show was not glowing in praise, but we had to admit that she was saying all the right things.
Yes.
And one of the things she said, she was 59 at the time and slightly older than us, but you know, in the prime of life, full of herself, I mean, full of vim and vigor. And she also had profound Christian convictions, she said, not only inherited, but also her own. And she says that she's a practicing Anglican, and she was brought up in a vicarage. Her father was a vicar in Eastbourne. She had a Christian background and said she had profound Christian convictions. Now, it does seem to me that when you say, apparently 100 times she said this, that we would leave on March the 29th. Leave the EU on March 29th. That a good deal was better. A good deal is better than a bad deal. But a bad. Which way around is it? Yes. A no deal is better than a bad deal. That's the full thing. So that also seems to be a lie, because she has a bad deal. Would prefer that. Taking no deal off the table is bad, isn't it? If you know, it means that you were lying. So. It looks to me that she has not, obeying that scripture, the famous scripture, Matthew 5:37, the one that is often translated as, yet your yea be yea, your nay be nay. In modern translations, it says, all you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. In other words, when you say you're going to do it, whatever it is. And you should carry things through. So, Theresa May not having done that, she's belied that, but also her role as Prime Minister, which is really, to take a lead. And instead of taking a lead, she's just been pummeled and pushed around by the negotiators in Brussels. She needs to go. She needs to make way for someone who can actually negotiate.
Well, I think so. And it's unusual, isn't it? When we sort of cast our eyes back in history about many beleaguered politicians and prime ministers, leaders who perhaps have failed on a number of fronts. But I'm sorry I have to say, I can't really think of any prime minister or even leader for that matter who's failed on virtually every count. And one point about independent commentators have said that really the parliament, this is Theresa May's parliament, that's certainly since the vote took place, the referendum in 2016, and accepting that judgment has been poor, hasn't it, Theresa May, with the call of the general election and the loss of course, the you know, the majority that she had, which was, well, it wasn't perfect, but she thought that she could get a better position for her party. But ever since then, it's just been really judgment after judgment, being very poor. And many people have believed that certainly the last 3 years, the British government has remained stagnant. Essentially, nothing has been achieved. Now, the other thing, of course, is that many other commentators have been worried about what happens when she actually leaves. So, for example, RBC Capital Markets chief currency strategist Adam Cole said there was growing uncertainty over whether the Brexit bill would pass. That's the one that Theresa May is trying to put through her yet again. But there's also doubts over who will replace Theresa May as Prime Minister. And so we do have to sort of consider that, that whilst clearly I think she needs to go, who is best placed to continue negotiations to get us out quickly, assuming that happens, and to lead the country into a better position?
Yes, yeah, it's a tricky one, because the most popular replacement among the Conservative Party to replace her as leader is Boris Johnson. But there have been, you know, there's been unverified claims by members of the cabinet that they won't stand for it. So it could be that if he replaces Theresa May, that you have to have a general election, which would be interesting. The first thing you do, I don't think that would happen. I don't think that they would give up their jobs. You know, I think that if he won, that then they'd knuckle down. That's what I think would happen. But I think because he's the most popular, he probably is the best person. Not that he's the best person in terms of his abilities, morality, etc. He's currently going through an expensive divorce. And although you don't want to take into account a politician's personal life too much, I mean, infidelity...
Well, it has to be considered.
Yes, I think so. And infidelity... in all forms of life, you know, it's a cross-curricular activity, as they say in education. It's a transferable skill, as they say in business, being adulterous. And so it could be that he takes that into politics as well. Can you trust him? He did vote for one form of Theresa May's deal, but so did the Brexiteer Jacob Rees-Mogg, and they were noted to it. And the reason was they thought that if they didn't get that through, Brexit may never happen. And it may be that they're right. In that, yes. One thing that we have a concern of here on the Mark and Pete show is the wiliness and cleverness of the backroom boys in government. There may well be some sort of technicality by which, with all this delaying, etc., they're able to say, no, now you can never leave. And the mask slips and the evil comes in full display.
I'm going to say this is a person who really, let's be honest, in any other profession, on the basis of performance, would have been ousted.
Yep.
A long time ago, and yet Theresa May is still there. So coming back to the show's title, Will Theresa May Ever Go? We all sit here and chuckle. You're rather,
I think, you know, when she goes,
cackle that actually she could stay. So the point being is, actually, would people start to rethink her position? And even though that she claims she's going to set a new deadline, maybe she will just linger on till the general election in 2022.
Yeah, well, she says that if she manages to pass the deal, she had said that she wasn't going then. It was, no, which way around was it? Oh, no, if she passes it, she was going. It was that way around, wasn't it? I don't think that there's, I think once, if she manages to pass a deal, I think she'll stay or attempt to stay. I think that whatever to point she goes, there'll be scratches on the furniture, you know, as they drag her out, scraping, screeching and screaming. You know, she obviously just does not want to go. And I understand that. It's a sort of a cushy job, isn't it? You get all the perks. But, you know, you get the prestige. And it's what you've been aiming for all your life. I understand why she doesn't want to go. But sometimes you just have to admit,
going backwards and forwards to the EU.
Sometimes you just have to admit, I can't. You know, I always wanted to do this job, but I can't do it. It was the same with Gordon Brown. He always, his whole life was geared towards being Prime Minister, and he just could not do it. Tony Blair was just an oily little geek, wasn't he? And suddenly found himself in the position, oh, I can actually take this on instead. And actually, even though he's very unpopular, I mean, he was pretty good at it. As in the mechanics of the job, he could do it. He was an intelligent, confident guy. He could do it. I disagree. We disagree profoundly on his stance on Europe and on war generally. But he could do it. And you can see in Theresa May that she
the weapons of mass destruction.
Yes, you can see that she can't do it. And so you should just go. Should have gone a lot earlier. You couldn't do it.
The other factor in this, and I think this is quite extraordinary, and I'm going to give her a bit of credit here, because even though, let's be honest, really, she should have solved this problem about getting us out of the EU, quite cleverly each time she keeps referring to Parliament, and particularly the Labour Party. Talks between the Labour Party and the government aimed at breaking the Brexit impasse have ended without an agreement. Essentially, as far as she's concerned, it's down to Jeremy Corbyn. And, of course, the way that it's particularly positioned is that Jeremy Corbyn has said that the discussions had gone as far as they can, blaming what he called the government's increasing weakness and instability. But Theresa May said that the lack of a common position with the Labour Party over further referendum had made the talks difficult. So the point being is she's actually quite astute. We've got to give her a little bit of credit here in the sense that one of the reasons why she is still there is that she is using every political strand, every sinew stretch to try and effectively sort of bat off any kind of criticism of herself to other members within the whole British government.
That is what she's good at. That's great. But she's just not, maybe not bright enough. I don't really understand why the negotiations went so very badly. I mean, right from the very start, which outside commentators, several of them pointing out that the structuring of the negotiations was a big problem. The EU didn't want to discuss the future relationship until they'd sorted out the process for leaving. Well, of course, they would want that.
Yes.
But what Theresa May should have said is, yeah, I know that's what you want, but that's not what's going to happen.
Yes.
And then because she couldn't, we now know, she couldn't even entertain the idea of leaving on with a no deal, that is to say under WTO rules, despite saying that she would entertain it. She wouldn't really, that was a lie. Because of that, she was in such a weak position. They knew that she'd never walk away. They could just dictate the terms of negotiation.
I'm going to throw some names at you now.
Oh, yes, because, go on.
Which is an argument to say why Theresa May not go. So I'm just going to talk about the potential candidates. Okay, so here we go.
This is candidates for leadership, and therefore so prime ministership. Boris Johnson is a bit of a buffoon, and he was in a position to go for the leadership before, so become prime minister, and he backed out. There were some machinations as to behind the scenes as to why he didn't, but mainly I think he chickened out.
Michael Gove.
Now he's a real slimy chap who was the cause. It was partly the cause for Boris Johnson not going forward, as you know. But he is very slimy, and because of his inability to see, it seems that he behaved badly at all. He just seemed to be somewhat psychopathic. So
Amber Rudd.
Now Amber Rudd is possibly the worst of these. She's a stuck-up, self-important, pro-Remain. The last of those epithets being the most important politician, and so she is someone you wouldn't want in that position
to take a side.
Now Dominic Raab. He's possibly of the ones you suggested the best to take it on, because he's reasonably. He seems to be reasonably competent.
Yes. So do you, David?
Well, now you're being silly. You know,
my point is this, is that there are many other names that we can bring yes. to the table. But is that not also an argument, all of those, for keeping Theresa May?
Well, yeah, they're all pretty awful. But if you get someone who's pro-leave instead of Theresa May, who, as we know, famously voted Remain, although didn't do much campaigning either way, because she was positioning herself to be Prime Minister, obviously. It now seems obvious. So, yes, I could see the argument there, but I think she just has to go. If she doesn't go, there's certainly no way forward. It's not really not so much that you want a dynamic figure necessarily. You just want someone who is a bit more hard-nosed in negotiation, and they could sort it out pretty quickly. Because it's not that difficult. All you have to do is say, no, we're leaving, and they'll come running after you.
Well,
I guarantee it.
I'm sort of looking at this. I mean, obviously, we don't know for sure whether Theresa May is going to leave this year or not. But I was thinking at some point she has to go. And I think most people are pretty confident that she will leave, certainly before the next general election. So that I think most people are 99.9% confident of that. However, I think from her point of view, how she would sort of position her legacy, because go or not in the next few weeks, months, there is, with any prime minister, something which is ultimately very important, which is, what have you brought to the country? What have you, what value add have you given? And I'm really struggling here. Maybe there's something that you can highlight here. Maybe just the act of going might be a good gesture.
What, look, you see, what I saw in her was someone who, she tried when she took over as Prime Minister to have an overall plan for Britain. Now, it's not one that I would quite share, but she had a definite idea of what she would have described as a more caring and inclusive Britain. Now, I think that this whole approach is mistaken. What we want is a freer Britain with more opportunities, which can mean that some people get missed out, et cetera, but it actually works better to have freedom, because if you have people, you know, doling out the goodies to people who they decide are in need, the problem is who decides, and it ends up being the government controlling everyone, which ends in disaster, because you wouldn't have, however well-meaning Theresa May was, she wouldn't be there forever. But I see, which, you know, what did she bring? She brought a certain, I would say, naive view of how Britain could be a better place. And she did try and put things into place to achieve that. Mm. She wanted to have, you know, for example, she wanted to have the people who were disabled, mentally ill, treated in better. And I thought, this has all got lost, I guess. Our view of it, I mean, you know, certain things were put into place, but that's what she brought to it. But that's wholly overshadowed by her inability to be strong. I mean, I really disliked and disagree with a lot of the policies of Margaret Thatcher, for example, the previous Tory Prime Minister, who was so overconfident and bullish in her negotiating style. She actually achieved things in the EU. She's the one who negotiated
Jacques Delors, remember him?
Yes, yeah.
She stood her ground.
Yeah, she stood her ground, and we had a rebate, that was the word I was searching for, of money back, which was unheard of. And if she were here today, I think that we would have gone. There's a famous a recording of her saying, there are weak lot in Europe, you know, some of them. Weak. And I think compared to her, I think they were, but compared to our current crop, no, they're not. So I think that that she did bring something to the table. It was a certain naivety. She is good. I mean, it's actually, of course, not really a compliment for a leader. But as a person, I think I can say this. She's well-meaning.
Well, I think she means something very uncertain. I mean, from a business community...
Yes, uncertain, wavering, but well-meaning.
The point about the whole legacy, which is whatever happens, is what hasn't really helped is the uncertainty. And business, as we all know, and we've talked about this on previous shows, always want certainty. They want a clear plan, clear stakeholding in terms of what needs to be done with that plan, so everybody knows exactly what's going on. And the way that I would summarize this, Theresa May, that whether you go or whether you stay, what you have done is we have certainly been sailing into uncertainty. Now, Brexit leaves everyone feeling all a shiver. It's been an uncharted, sad endeavour. We're all at sea and nobody can deliver the EU ties we cannot sever. We've missed the boat that's starting to quiver. The forecast is not looking that clever. Have we now been all sold down the river or sunk in the channel forever? Yes, so listeners, what do you think? Do you think that Theresa May should now go? Or maybe somebody, somewhere, actually thinks that she should stay. Why not log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts? Well, we'll get to know very soon. And don't forget, your vote counts, particularly in the May EU elections. Yes, will you be voting? Will the Tories be thrashed? Let's see. Join us again for more colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.